An estimated 250,000 children suffer from the developmental brain disorder autism. A substantial portion of these children have very severe behavioral problems. No effective treatment has been found for these problems, but now an antipsychotic medicine, usually used to treat schizophrenia, is showing great promise for treating some of these very difficult behavioral symptoms in children with autism. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
This medicine, called risperidone, targets some of the severe behavior problems that a lot of children with autism have, says lead author Lawrence Scahill from Yale University.
And these might include aggressive behavior, where the aggression is directed toward others, self-injurious behavior that might involve headbanging or hitting oneself or biting oneself, and tantrums. And when I say tantrums, I don't mean just a little bit of yelling, kicking, and screaming. I mean explosive outbursts that can last for extended periods of time.
And occur multiple times each day. So Lawrence Scahill and researchers at four other universities around the country began what is the largest clinical trial ever done in autism treatment research.
It was 101 children. The average age was about 8.5 years old. It was mostly boys.
Because boys develop autism at 4 times the rate of girls. It's not known why boys are more vulnerable than girls to this brain disorder. In the study, both risperidone and a placebo were given as pills, and they looked identical, so no one could tell which was the active drug and which was the lookalike.
And parents came in with the child once a week. We monitored their behavior, we monitored their appetite, their sleep, their activity levels, and we evaluated side effects.
The results, published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, are striking and strong. Over 70% of the children on risperidone were very much improved in their behavior problems.
Children that were having multiple outbursts per day, that were being aggressive and self-injurious on a daily basis, many times a day, were going from episodes per day to episodes per week.
Eric London is a psychiatrist and the father of an autistic child. After his son's diagnosis, he co-founded the National Alliance for Autism Research, an advocacy support group.
This study is a landmark in autism. This is the first time that any pharmaceutical agent has been studied on a large scale systematically with good research methodology.
And no other study in autism has shown this large a treatment effect. Also importantly, no neurological side effects emerged during the 8-week study. But a number of the children taking the medicine did have weight gain, around 6 pounds. Unknown at this time are the possible risks and benefits of long-term use of risperidone by children. Psychiatrist Eric London adds that while risperidone may not be a cure for autism, its effectiveness on behavior problems may help with other important goals of autistic children, like being able to live at home peacefully or going to school.
The child is aggressive or too hyperactive to participate in any sort of a mainstreamed environment, then he can't socialize and he can't learn socialization. So by getting the behaviors under control, it gives the child an opportunity to be in a typical setting and to model after peers.
So the next research step is to see if the autistic children whose aggressive behaviors improved with risperidone can now benefit from behavioral treatments that target the more complex core deficits of autism, such as their inability to interact with others and extremely limited communication skills. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.